Hello, 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 everybody. This is Brandon Luna.
I'm Randy Rankin.
With Calypso Cigar Review Podcast. And we got to do something pretty cool this weekend.
Second year in a row, we got to go.
Texas Frightmare Weekend. It was a blast.
It was
we
fun.
Did some great interviews over there. And this is the first of many. This yes. one is William Sadler.
One of the greatest character actors of all time. Jesse Stone movies, Shawshank Redemption.
Die Hard 2. Butt naked in that.
Yeah, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Yep, he's done a ton.
Yes, and if you see him, you know him.
Yeah, you definitely know him. So this is an interview with him that we did.
And what a nice guy.
Very,
I was
very
intimidated
cool.
to interview this guy because he's always a jerk in movies, but he was so nice.
Very cool. So check out this interview. Welcome to Cinema, the movie and television podcast show that talks about everything dirty, mean,
say hello to my little friend,
and nasty.
It rubs the lotion on its skin
in Hollywood and beyond. If it's sin, we're in. This is Brandon Luna with Calypso Cigar Review and Cinema.
This is Randy Rankin with Calypso Cigar Review and Cinema.
And we are here with the wonderful, great William Sadler.
Great William Sadler.
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good. How are you? Good.
So great to see you out here at Texas Frightmare. Is this your first time?
It is. I've never done this particular show before. I don't do a lot of shows in general, but I've never been to this one, and it's been spectacular.
Good. You had a good time?
I had a great time. Okay. Texas, the people were wonderful. Mm-hmm. The crazy costumes walking by. It's a trip. If you've never come, if you've never done it, highly recommend it.
Did you get to have any barbecue or anything while you were down here?
I haven't gotten away from this table.
Oh, yeah,
there's like there's like lines and lines of people wanting autograph this, autograph that.
Right, like, so. Very, very popular man in a lot of iconic roles. In fact, you played Death twice. Was that by design or by luck?
That was well, it was pretty good luck, I guess. What was the other one I played?
Tell us from the Crypt.
Oh.
And, of course, Bogus Journey.
Bogus Journey. No, that was, it was luck that it occurred at all, mm-hmm. because they were shopping around for someone to play Death, mm-hmm. and what they wanted, I think, was like Christopher Lee. Mm-hmm. They wanted, you know, Boris Karloff or Christopher. They wanted some old, craggy, tall guy, and they got this really young, short guy. Christopher Lloyd, I think they were talking to.
Okay. Wow.
But I came in and auditioned with the Czechoslovakian accent, mm-hmm. and everybody, it was funny. So, they said, I don't think, when with the accent, everything I read was silly. It was funny. And made them laugh. Mm.
So best of seven?
All they did, damn right. so they put me in shoes that had bottoms about that tall, and the huge robes, mm-hmm. and then I had auditioned twice for it. I put myself on tape with the accent. Everything was like that. Mm-hmm. And Karen Ray, the casting woman, called me up a couple weeks later because they had gone. They kept looking for somebody who was older. I was too young. And she called me and said, "Would you need to go to a costume store or a Halloween store and get something, gray your hair, mm-hmm. black out your teeth,
right.
And come back in and put yourself on tape again." And I thought, that's going to look like shit. So I called the makeup man, Scott Edo, from Die Hard 2. I told him the problem. He said, come on over to his kitchen in Venice the day of the audition. And he did this age makeup on me. He made me look like I was 40-something at the time. Made me look 70.
Oh, wow. Nice.
But believable, yeah. Like for camera 70. And I went in and did the audition. And and one of the producers said to Karen Ray afterwards, she said, you know, he looks a lot older in person. All he had seen was the tape.
That's awesome.
So I don't know. Was it luck? Some of it was pure luck.
Other by design.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm a fan of the Jesse Stone movies. And you're
cool.
Christino Fish. And there's a new one coming out. Are you going to be in the new one?
I am.
Oh, good. Great.
Excellent. Yeah, excellent.
To Halifax next week to shoot
nice.
It.
Nice. I'd love to bring those back. I was a big fan of those.
I am too. They're really well made.
And I was a big Robert Parker fan too. So
right, yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom writes them now, right? Him and Michael Brandman.
Michael Brandman.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was so happy to see that they had gotten, I think it's the Hallmark channel.
Hallmark
is now, right. Has picked up the franchise, and it's fine with me.
Yeah. You're really good as Gina.
I enjoy those. Characters. Yeah, I don't know how that happened either.
It's delicious. You like you can tell you're enjoying it when you're playing the part.
Well, that's, yeah, he's like, he sort of flirts with, you know, which is always delightful.
One of my favorite recent roles of yours was Chesty from The Pacific.
Oh, nice.
So what the heck was that like to prepare for? Because you're basically playing like the Elvis of the Marines at this point, or the Navy, sorry.
Chesty, the Marines.
Okay.
They'd kill me if I didn't.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I mean, that was heavy. That was pretty heavy duty preparation because we did, we went through a kind of boot camp out in the jungles in Australia. Mm. And there was a lot of preparation. It was tough, but it was, looking back on it, it's the only way to get that many actors comfortable in those costumes, you know, comfortable with all this 1943 equipment. By the end of this little boot camp experience, we had bonded. Mm-hmm. We were an ensemble. Mm-hmm. The costumes were perfect. You no longer had to tell us what to do with the mortars or the water-cooled machine guns.
Right.
You know, something jammed. That actor can break it down, put it together, get it back rolling, and we did. And we did it on film.
That's awesome.
You know, up to speed and on film. And then, that was really quite an experience. Also, I mean, on top of all of that, there was the sort of the added responsibility of playing one of the most beloved Marines that ever lived.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
I think young Marines, to this day, when they're in boot camp, they say goodnight, Chesty, when they go to bed. So.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's awesome. Amazing. Very iconic role.
No pressure there.
None.
I've had Marines come up to me and say, just like saying, you're going to be great, man, but don't screw this up.
Right.
I wouldn't be able to walk down any street in America.
Well, I had a quick question real quick, and we'll let you go. Shawshank, can't avoid Shawshank. I heard, I read a line that you said. I want to see if you realized that you thought the name was stupid. didn't like the name, the Shawshank Redemption.
So knows what a Shawshank is, and Redemption sounds like a religious movie or something.
Exactly. Exactly. The name almost killed us.
I thought so.
The movie came out in the movie theaters, and the movie titles are really important.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, people look at the titles and they look for a clue about what is this movie about.
Right.
And nobody knows what a Shawshank is.
Right.
It isn't anything. It's like an Indian name or something. And
right.
Redemption sounds religious. The actual working title of the movie was Rita Hayworth and Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
And I remember Frank showing me a list of names, of alternate names. Like, everybody knew that was going to be a tough name to sell. And he couldn't come. You know,
so you're probably the top three Stephen King adaptations ever, and a lot of people equate that to Frank Darabont, but I like to equate it to you.
Oh man, thank you.
Well, we'll let you go. Thank you so much for your time. What a legend.
Yes.
You're
it was my pleasure.
Great meeting.
It was my pleasure.
Very nice to meet you.